against East Carolina, it was when that final drive, Tanner comes out, but you guys really did a lot of it on the ground.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think some of it, or most of it, is just mindset, too. You know, if we know we need to run the ball, then we'll run it. So,
what was the feeling in the huddle? You probably already answered that, but the feeling in the huddle when Tanner came out with you guys in that last drive?
I mean, we're only really in a huddle, really, but when we came off the sidelines. But, no, it's a different feeling. You know, and having your starting quarterback to a backup quarterback, you know, you kind of know what he's going to do. You know, when you kind of have a true freshman that doesn't exactly know every part of the play and you know, different things like that, you kind of don't know really what to expect from him. But when you have Tanner back there, you know, you definitely – you know he's going to make the right decisions. And, you know, so it makes our job easier because we know we can do our job right and not have to worry about him.
What does it tell you about Tanner that he was willing to come back out even though it was hurting?
I mean, he's a trooper. I mean, you could definitely tell that he was in a lot of pain, but he knew what our team needed, and he did it for the team. So says a lot about him, you know, his character and what type of player he is.
How do you feel you and the rest of the O-line played after Olui went down? Because some guys came off the bench and filled in. How do you think they did?
I think they did good, for sure. I mean, dudes stepped up. They were ready to go, and obviously it sucks to have Olui out because he's a great player. But we had some guys that stepped up, and I think Tooney played really good at that right guard spot, moving the defensive line around. And so I don't think we really missed a step too much.
And are you guys moving closer to just playing the same five every single down, or is it going to be continuing rotating seven or eight guys every single week?
I think we're trying to get to the point where we can play the same five every down. I think that's kind of, if our tempo is a little higher, we're probably going to be rotating a little bit more because it's kind of tiring on 315-pound dudes to, you know, be sprinting around the field all game. So I don't really know what the coaches have in store as far as rotating and those types of things.
Going back to the run game, why do you think you've had success later on in the game instead of starting from the beginning?
I don't know. I think there's a few different factors. You know, one, just being our high-tempo offense. I think they stop the run so hard during the first few quarters that by the time the fourth quarter hits, we're still running the ball hard, and they're kind of tired from stopping the run all game. So I think that kind of helps. I don't know if there's also a change of mentality or aggression in the fourth quarter, you know, where we realize that we need to run the ball to score. I don't know. It's worked later on, which is a great thing. But like I said earlier, we need to be able to run the ball all game for sure.
Algie really went and got his on Saturday. Do you guys get to the end zone with him kind of vicariously when he's there, A and B? I mean, he's just a really good player. How nice is it to see a guy like that get success?
Oh, it's awesome. And especially a guy like Algie who, you know, he'll do anything he can for that extra blade of grass. And, you know, as an offensive line, you see that. And then you come to the sidelines and, you know, before even talking to Markey, he comes over and gives us props, you know, thanking us, and you know, it helps us a lot as an offensive line, you know, getting some little bit of gratitude, and makes us want to block even harder for him, and seeing him how he runs and gets those extra yards when we need him, and it's impressive, it really is. I don't think there's a lot of people in college football, period, that could do it.
What did Tanner do halfway through the season? What do you think the identity of this team is?
You know, I think characteristics, I think we're throwing the ball pretty well and we need to run the ball better. So we can even it out a little bit, take some weight off of Tanner's shoulders and take some hits off of him too.
Mitch said, or he used the word resiliency. Would you agree this team's maybe more resilient than the past ones that you've been on?
Definitely. Yeah, for sure. And we got some hard workers on our team and dudes that aren't ever going to give up. And as you can see, you know, we went down 14-0 early in that game and came back and and start punching them in the mouth.
What did Tanner say to you guys when he came back in for that final drive, and what was his demeanor like?
He just stood in front of the O-line and was basically just, let's go, guys, we got to do what we got to do. And, we told him we had his back, and, we all looked at each other and we were like, look, he's not going to be able to scramble like he normally could be able to. We got to give him a perfect pocket and so he can step up into it and so he doesn't have to move around on his leg. And I think we did all right.
Did you guys expect that he was going to be, I mean, obviously you wanted Taysom to be in there, but back in fall camp, did you expect that Tanner was capable of this back then, a few months ago?
I think a lot of us knew he was capable. I mean, he during fall camp, him and Taysom actually split probably about 60-40 of the reps. So we played with Tanner quite a bit and saw how he was able to throw the ball and make some good decisions. And so we all knew he was going to be a player before even Taysom went down. So, I mean, it's just nice to see that it's actually coming out on the game field.
Yeah.